Many of you know that I enjoy watching different movies, being able to kind of look at the different styles, the different things that happen in not only in movies, but really in all sorts of different storytelling, whether it's in books or in plays or different things, stories that I've heard over the years. And one of the things, a motif, if you will, a theme, is that before a big event, if you notice, a lot of times in a story, there's something happens the night before, the evening before, whether it is in a story of about soldiers, the night before the battle, or the night before another step in a big adventure, in an adventure story. It's kind of similar to the calm before the storm. This calming, calm event before lots of stuff happens. Perhaps it's happening by a campfire. Campfire always seems to kind of soothe things over. Perhaps it is in a small room with people's comrades next to each other. There's a feeling of safety, and yet there is looking forward to something that is going to be happening the next day, that will happen tomorrow. But there are preparations being done. Whatever the story is, whether it's a true story or whether it's a fictional story, there's always preparations being done, getting things ready, making sure that we've got all the supplies that we need, getting ourselves psyched up. A lot of times there's, in these stories, the characters are sharing with each other about different things, wanting to tell different things about each other. Sometimes two characters who have not gotten along at all throughout the whole story are now finally coming to an understanding of each other. Perhaps even two love interests suddenly start falling in love, and all these different things that can happen in different stories. But the point is, there is preparation being done, things happening to get ready. They are getting prepared for the next big event, the next chapter, perhaps, in the story. God often wants to be able to help us get ready for that next chapter. It doesn't always happen necessarily at night, but I think he sometimes likes to still use that same theme, if you will, in our lives. We hear in the first reading today from the Book of Wisdom, we hear about the first Passover. If you recall, first Passover happens in the Book of Exodus, and it happens at night. It is at night that heading into night, that the lambs are slaughtered, and that the blood is put on the doorposts above the lintel of the doors of all the Israelites. And that it is at night that the angel of death comes throughout the cities of Egypt and passes over the Israelite houses, seeing the blood on the doorposts, on the lintel. In a very special way, God is also preparing those Israelites, those men and women in the Israelite camps, getting them ready for what is to come. Because not only is the angel of death coming through and passing over the Israelites, but also God is getting the Israelites ready for a very big journey that is about to take place. Remember, it is at the Passover, the very next day, just as God promises, not only do the Egyptians allow them to leave, not only that, but the Egyptians are practically saying, no, seriously, you can go, 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 don't come back. You know, here, you like this? Here, yeah, take it. Yeah, it even says in the book of Exodus that this is how the Israelites despoiled the Egyptians. Because the Egyptians were basically like, here, take this. You need it on a journey. They basically gave them everything. And the Israelites were able to take all of this with them on their journey. All sorts of even gold and silver and all sorts of supplies that they needed for that journey. The whole Passover meal that the Israelites still, that Jewish people still celebrate today, is based off of this idea that they had unleavened bread. They didn't have to wait for it to the bread to rise to bake it. It's food that's meant for a journey, meant for being able to eat on the run, not have to wait very long for it to cook and to bake. God is getting them ready for a journey. God was preparing them for something very special, because from that moment on, they were free. They were no longer slaves. And they were heading back to their promised land, back to their homeland. When we come to the gospel, Jesus is still speaking about getting the people of God ready. But now it's no longer about leading them out of Egypt, but about leading them away from sin. Now the night is no longer a night for the Passover, but rather Jesus is kind of shrouding it in a parable, talking about the waiting for a master to come at night, using an image of a thief coming in the middle of the night. Again, the night is a time of preparation. But he's also talking about, we don't know exactly when. It's all symbolic of the fact that we don't know when the Son of Man will come again. We don't know when Jesus will come again. We don't know when the end times will be, when we may very well be called to heaven because it is the end of the world, or whatever it is, whatever it might be. But I really believe that in the context of the Passover, that reading from the Book of Wisdom about that first Passover, I think Jesus is saying that God is getting us all ready. He wants us to be ready. He wants us to be prepared. But it's not just us. It's not just a bunch of work that we need to do. God is doing a lot to get us ready, to get us prepared. And how do we respond? How do we respond to those preparations? Like, as if we are in the night before the big climax of the story. Like in so many stories and so many movies. We need to respond with faith, brothers and sisters. We need to respond with that faith, knowing that God is working with us, knowing that God is helping us. That faith, the faith that St. Paul talks about in the second reading today, that faith that helps us to believe the things that are unseen, but yet allows us to respond with love, and so to truly be disciples of God. May that faith help us truly be prepared, so to follow God to that eternal banquet in heaven.